Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God, or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ, who is the bridge between sinful people and the holy God. We're going to be talking more about that good news in the next few minutes of We Kids. Tracy, how are you doing? Haven't heard your name on the radio recently? Well, Tracy. Hello, Papa Larry. Nice to have you listening. Neither one of you are too old to be listening. Keep your radio right where it is. Jackie, good to have you along. Hello, Michelle and Clyde. Good to have you in tune. Monique, welcome to We Kids. Jerrica, thank you very much for the picture, dear. And this says, what? It says your hair is permed now, but not on this picture. That's all right. The face is the same. Emily and Susanna, I appreciate the pictures of you two kiddos, especially this one of you two rolled up in these fuzzy blankets. Mom, thanks for sending him along. Hello, Papa, too, by the way. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, what would you do with an evil giant who would yell bad things about you and God? This guy really lived, and he was a big problem for God's people, the Israelites. Stay tuned for more about this, based on 1 Samuel chapter 17 in the Bible. And we have music and marching and smiles ahead for we kids.
When you were a kid, did you ever have a bad dream? Eat lima beans or get holes in your jeans? Did you ever get stuck in a tree and scrape up your knee? When you were a kid like me, did you ever play in the dirt, rip your good shirt, or hide all your veggies and ask for dessert? Did you ever get stung by a bee, forget your ABCs, when you were a kid like me?
Then you know all the stuff the kids go through, and you know that it's tough to be a little you. But when I pray, you know what to do, 'cause you walk this earth as a little kid too.
When you were a kid, did you ever fall on your face, lose a big race, and come in last place? Did you ever hit a foul ball or stand in the hall when you were a kid like me? Did you ever pull a girl's hair, fall off a chair, open your eyes while dad?
Have you ever had one of those terrible, horrible, very bad, no good days? Yes, they even come for kids, don't they? Well, sometimes things just don't work out right. And you think, oh boy, does God know about bad days? Oh, you better believe He does. Jesus Christ, the God-man, God Himself, came to this earth as a baby. And yes, He grew up through toddlerhood. And yes, He had to learn how to eat, and how to walk, and how to take part in doing the chores around the house. And He had some bad days, I'm sure. and he understands most of all what it's like, exactly what it's like, to be a kid. Good days, bad days, in between days, God knows, and he loves you, youngster, very, very much. By the way, Mama, by the way, Papa, Uncle, Aunt, Grandpa, Grandma, God knows exactly what it's like to be an adult as well, because Jesus grew up, he lived as an adult, and he died, lovingly giving his life, dying on the cross of Calvary, to prove his great love for us, to take our punishment on himself. Oh, God is so good. Jesus Christ is the wonderful Redeemer of the world. And we praise him.
I'm gonna walk, walk, walk.
Wah, wah.
Sing, la, la,
la, la.
Shout, I clap my hands and tails.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ comes again. Whoa, yeah. I'm gonna walk, walk, walk. Sing, la, la. Shout, I clap my hands and tails. Jesus Christ comes again. Whoa, yeah.
I know I have a friend who lives inside of me. And every time I call on him, I walk in victory.
I'm gonna walk, walk, walk. Sing, la, la. Shout, I clap my hands until Jesus Christ comes again. Whoa, yeah.
On days when trials come and my heart goes clippity-ping.
Kelly, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I'm glad for Jesus Christ,
yes.
And that he taught me how to sing.
Sing it, kid.
I'm gonna walk, walk, walk. Sing, la, la. Shout, I'm clap my hands until Jesus Christ comes again. Whoa, yeah.
And now I'm full of joy. I'm living in his promised land. I'm gonna shout out loud. I'm really gonna clap my hands.
I'm gonna walk, walk, walk. Sing, la, la. Shout, I'll clap my hands until Jesus Christ comes again. Whoa, yeah. I'm gonna walk, walk, walk. Sing, la, la. Shout,
good singing on We Kids, wonderful praise music, but you know there was no singing wah-wah, no singing anything else when Big Goliath, one of the Philistine enemy, taunted God's people. Today's Bible time based on 1 Samuel chapter 17, and this is the way it goes. The Philistines, enemies of God's people, who are the Israelites, gathered their armies for war. They met at Soko in Judah. Their camp was at Ephes Damum, between Soko and Azekah. Saul and the Israelites gathered in the valley of Elah, and they camped there. They took their positions to fight the Philistines. The Philistines controlled one hill, the Israelites controlled another. The valley was between them. The Philistines had a champion fighter named Goliath. He was from Gath. He was about 9 feet 4 inches tall. He came out of the Philistine camp. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he wore a coat of scale armor. It was made of bronze and weighed 125 pounds. He wore bronze protectors on his legs, and he had a small spear of bronze tied on his back. The wooden part of his larger spear was like a weaver's rod, and its blade weighed about 15 pounds. The officer who carried his shield walked in front of him. Goliath stood and shouted to the Israelite soldiers, "Why have you taken positions for battle? I am a Philistine, and you are Saul's servants. Choose a man and send him to fight me. If he can fight and kill me, we will become your servants." But if I defeat and kill him, you will become our servants. And then he said, Today I stand and dare the army of Israel. Send one of your men to fight me. When Saul and the Israelites heard the Philistines' words, they were very afraid. The Philistine Goliath came out every morning and evening. He stood before the Israelite army. This continued for 40 days. Youngster, what's going to happen? Do you know? Next time we'll find out. Meanwhile, here's a good verse to remember, 2 Timothy 1:7. The Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
God has not given us
a spirit of fear.
A spirit of fear.
But he has given unto us.
But he has given unto us.
A spirit of power.
A spirit of power.
Yes, let's sing it.
Oh, God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. But he has given unto us a spirit of
We serve the mighty God.
Again.
We serve the mighty God.
Sing
the song of
yes.
jubilation. We serve the mighty God. Shout his praise unto every nation. We serve the mighty God. For the Lord is a mighty King. And his love is a wonderful thing. Of his excellent greatness we sing. We serve the mighty God.
Again.
We serve the mighty God.
Yes! Donut Man, thank you so much. I appreciate you and the kids singing on We Kids. And now, time now for our wonderful We Kids March. Believe me, it's like nothing else on the radio. I need some march leaders here. Mary Jo, what's your question, dear? What do you mean, what? Our wonderful We Kids March is a bunch of fun. Audience participation is what we call it. You just wait and see, sweet kid. Follow the instructions coming up in just a few minutes. Kendra, would you like to be March leader, dear? You're in. Madison, I'm putting you ahead of Abby Anna. Oh, I like your kids' names. And Hunter, you've been waiting to be March leader ahead of Christopher for a long time, haven't you? You're in. Mr. Nick has picked you. JoJo, otherwise known as Joanna, you get to be March leader over here. Shantaya, you get to be March leader ahead of Candace and Shannon in this happy household over here. Gregory, guess what? You are the march leader ahead of Mandy, Sammy, Stephanie, Tabitha, Brianna, and Desiree, and, of course, out in the front, Gregory. And I have time for just one more. Jairus, you're picked ahead of Heather, Holly, Jada, and Mariah. Jairus, can you do it? Are you up to it? All right. Mama, Papa, help me out with this thing, please. Thank you very much. Band. Oh, my goodness. You guys are going to have to practice a little bit more very quickly before march time here. Let me go over the rules to this. Rule number one during our wonderful We Kids March, you have to keep your feet in time with the music. Crystal, are you listening? None of this running, romping, or rambunctiousness. Number two, knees up high. It is a march. This is an orderly thing, you know. Number three, if you're a big marcher, please watch out for little marchers. And number four, leave it to the T-bone players. Watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful We Kids March. And they're off. Joseph, no running. Oh, boy. Here comes Heather and Robert and Bethany. Victor, good marching, young man. Hello, Jonathan. Graham and Michael are into this thing, too. Meredith, good marching. Monique, come on, march it. Jerrica, you're not too old to march in our wonderful We Kids March. And Emily and Susanna go marching through. Hello, Jackie. Hello, Joshua and Stacy. Watch out for the trombone players. They have trouble playing and marching at the same time, as you well know. Hello, Laura. Hello, Kevin. Hello, Asa. Hello, Rachel. All right, not quite so high on the knees. Oh, you can do it, Sarah. Listen to the music, Jesse. Hello, Jenny. And Jacob is... Jacob, is that marching? What are you doing? Hi, Krista. Hello, Michelle. Hello, Clyde. Now, who's the leader in this household, huh? Hi, Robert. Hello, Aaron. Nicole comes marching through. Here comes Zachary and Alexander and Jacob. Good marching, Joseph. Good marching, Peter. Cody comes marching in. And marching out. Cody, where are you going? Don't march out of earshot of the music or you can't march. Tiffany comes marching in. Hello, Taylor. Melanie, good marching. Here comes Hunter, leading proudly. Christopher, you're supposed to be following Hunter. Hello, Mandy. Lynn and Roy marching through. Deanna, all smiles today, huh? Hi, Pops. Hi, Mama. All the way to the end now of our wonderful We Kids March. Keep it marching, Jackie. Keep it marching, Lacey. Keep it marching, Sterling. Mary Jo, good marching. All the way to the end now. And smile, youngster. You kids are good marchers, and you may be seated. Bunches of fun. This is Kid Friendly Radio, We Kids.
I got a seed in my hand.
I'm gonna watch it, watch it grow.
Put it in the ground, it'll be a big plant.
I'm gonna watch it, watch it grow.
I'm gonna give it some water and time.
I'm gonna watch it, watch it grow.
It's gonna take a lot of sunshine.
I'm gonna watch it, watch it grow.
Sunshine, a little rain, took some time.
From the ground.
If you've planted a seed, let me see your hand. Put it up high in the air. Ooh, yes, fun to watch these little things pop up and grow. And, you know, kids grow too. To help you grow the right way, this is We Kids on the radio. And every time you see a little seed popping up through the soil, remember it is God who does that. He's the one who has made life, and He's the one who keeps life going. To honor Him.
We are created by God above. There's not a person He does not love. God wants us all in His family. So let's be friends, and won't you play with me? We could run a race, tell jokes, even sing together.
That's right, red and yellow, black and white. Each one is precious in God's sight. Part of His rainbow variety. So let's be friends, and won't you play with me?
I will take you for my friend, just the way God made you.
Our friendship will never end.
Let's be friends through thick and thin,
through and through, true blue.
Might not be alike at all,
but we can still be friends.
Jesus loves us like we are,
and all His love God sends to
me and you.
We are created by God above. There's not a person He does not love. God wants us all in His family. So let's be friends, and won't you play with me?
Let's be friends, and won't you play with me?
So let's be friends, and won't you play with me?
It's so fun being friends with you.
And with you too, Marvin, you sweet kid, you. And who is this?
I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'll swing my slingshot round and round, knock that giant to the ground. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'm gonna waste that giant who dares to be defiant against the mighty armies of the living God. How dare he speak so boldly and threaten us so coldly? We are the mighty armies of the living God. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'll swing my slingshot round and round and knock that giant to the ground. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. No matter how ferocious or even how precocious is the giant who is standing in our way, I'm not afraid to face him. I know that I can ace him, because I'm sure that God will give me victory today. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'll swing my slingshot round and round and knock that giant to the ground. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant.
And who is this little singer who is so bravely willing to fight a giant? Do you think it could be the Philistine Goliath? Remember Bible time? I wonder if this guy was as ugly as he was big. After all, he was an enemy. He was defying the army of the living God. And, Lord willing, there's more next time. 1 Samuel chapter 17 is where we find that in the scriptures. If you'd like a sneak preview during Family Bible Time. Yes, that's all right. And speaking of the scriptures, 2 Timothy 1:7, a good verse to remember. The Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Learn it, love it, live it. And remember, we don't have to be afraid of any giant, because God is caring for us. God is loving us. God is protecting us. Oh, these minutes go flying by so quickly. It seems like just 2 minutes ago we started the program and, well, time goes flying by when you're having a good time. And having you kids of the radio neighborhood gathered like this is a good time. It's a fun time. This is a learning time. It's a time of praise for our Heavenly Father and for His Son, Jesus Christ, and for the Holy Spirit. God is so good. Oh, what is that? Is that my ride? How do you park that thing? Oh, my goodness. If you'll excuse me, I think it's time to close now. I'm coming. Hang on. Remember, kiddo, God loves you, and I love you, too. I truly, duly do. Talk to you next time, youngster. I'm coming. Hold the gangplank.